Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
What's happening, guys? Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for coming over to the podcast. We are not on Facebook today because we're not. So get over it. No, I'm just kidding. Not on Facebook today. We had to hop on and do the post-show a bit early because I got to get out of here. But why don't we go over to Eddie? Because we meant to get to this segment today of Eddie's 10 favorite movies of all time. And we're going to roll through 10 through 5, Eddie.
Okay.
But you had mentioned that that movie, Jojo Rabbit, was one of your top five of all time.
No, I creeped it into my top 10.
Which I thought was a little aggressive. And I think now you've just put it in because you had to commit to it. But at number 10, Eddie, what's your favorite movie?
Jojo Rabbit. That thing just snuck in because it's really, really good. And it's crazy when I'm watching movies now. Like, I'm looking at it like, oh, this could be a new one. Because these older movies that I've liked my whole life, some of them are getting kind of stale and not really making the list anymore.
But don't you feel like to be your favorite, it has to, like, live life with you? You don't just watch it and it becomes your favorite of all time. Like, but it has to go... It's like an album that comes out, and you may love it, but is it your favorite? It has to, like, go through some life with you to be a favorite.
I enjoyed it so much that I'm making it number 10 in my top 10 movies of all time.
Okay, number 9.
Number 9, La Bamba.
That low?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big... Again, it's so old. It came out when I was maybe 9 years old or something, so it's been a part of my life for a long time. But I'm telling you, new movies are coming out, and they're bumping some of these older movies out.
All right, number 8.
Three Amigos, still top 10 for sure.
Okay, that's funny. And number 7.
Field of Dreams, probably the best sports movie ever out there. If you
all right, so far we're hearing all old movies. You said you did. We were bumping old movies, but we're hearing all old movies. All right, number 6.
Big, Tom Hanks.
Old. Okay, number 5.
Good Will Hunting, Matt Damon, and Ben Affleck, probably one of the best movies out there.
Okay, old. Number 4.
Almost Famous.
Okay, old. Number 3.
All right, number 3 just came out, so you can't say old to this. Parasite.
Your number 3 favorite movie of all time?
Absolutely, Bones. I mean, this is one of the top movies that I've ever seen. When I watched it, I was like, this is really good. I've never seen a movie like this. Maybe a long time ago, like a Pulp Fiction or some kind of Quentin Tarantino movie reminded me of it, but it's so, so good that I'm putting it at number 3.
I'm just going to be a hater on your whole list, just so you know.
I can tell.
It didn't matter what you said. I was just going to be a hater. Mike, don't you think, though, and Mike also loved Parasite, but don't you think, now hear me out, Mike, that there are Black Mirror episodes better than the Parasite movie?
Comparable, yeah, I would say so.
Same kind of idea, but the episode is better. If it were released as a movie, it'd be better than Parasite. Mm-hmm. For example, White Bear, for me. Yeah. If that were a movie, it would be one of the best movies of all time in that genre. And so I thought when I watched Parasite, it was good, but it was... Eddie, do you watch Black Mirror at all?
I did, and I've seen White Bear.
Yeah.
And it was good. It's really good. Very... Oh. I mean, I've never seen a concept like that before, but again, not a movie, so I can't put it on my list.
Okay. Number 2.
Oh my gosh, Bones. And this one is now available on Netflix right now. Shawshank Redemption.
Okay, old. Number 1.
Okay, stop it with the old.
Well, you made a whole thing about how you're moving all these old movies, and you have 2 movies that are new, and you only put that 1 at 10 in because you're trying to make a point.
That's not true. And number 1, the greatest movie.
It better
movie.
Not be old, or you're a hypocrite. If it's old, you're a hypocrite.
Oh,
go
great.
Ahead.
Now I got to throw in a new movie. Fast and Furious. No, I'm kidding. I did Forrest Gump. Come on, the greatest movie of all time.
I can't argue with what you like. I'm just saying your reasoning for putting them in is not what you said. You only put Jojo Rabbit in because you were talking about it, and we held you to it. And then you said all these new movies were bumping out all the old movies. There were no other new movies except for 1.
I really feel like movies, like I hadn't seen a good movie in the last 10 years. Like really, I can't remember going to the movie and saying like, wow, that was really good and moving. Like I could see that. If it's on TV, I would stop what I'm doing to watch it again. Jojo Rabbit to me.
Let me speak on this.
I feel like they're all old. Bobby's right, and I do think you added it because we called you out.
Yeah. Why don't you be authentic, Eddie, instead of trying to be... But yeah, exactly.
It's my list. I can cry if I want to.
I'm not in the mood
right
now.
Wait, I didn't hear... What's that movie you made me watch? I didn't hear you say it.
It's not in there. Don't worry about it.
What do you mean it's not in there? You made me watch it because it's your favorite movie ever.
No, I made you watch it because it was... No, it was a movie that we picked that we would like to recommend to someone because obviously you all had never watched that movie because it's subtitles.
Why don't you just commit to being like the nerdy, dorky guy you are instead of trying to be cool?
Hey, man, I am what I am.
No, stop it. You're like, all these new movies are blowing out all the old movies. It was one movie of the top nine.
What, Parasite and Jojo Rabbit? That's two.
No, of the top nine.
Whatever, dude.
Anyway.
Whatever.
I'm in a cranky mood anyway. Suck a day.
My list just puts you in a worse mood.
Yeah, his list really should affect us none, you know?
Yeah, right. My idea, what do you think about that list? I think they're all really great movies.
I just think there's no way he put Jojo Rabbit.
There's no way. I think that's why I'm irritated at the whole thing.
And Parasite that high is a great movie, but I think it's so fresh that you put it at three.
Don't you think for a lifetime favorite, it has to have lived some of your lifetime with you?
And unless it impacts you like super, like so much at the very beginning, yes, I'd say at least like a few years.
Eddie, do you hate Nazis so much that... Well, you probably should hate Nazis so much.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes, I do, actually.
Yes.
Go ahead. Whatever you're about to say, yes.
Yeah. As I was asking, I was like, maybe not the best way to... I don't even have an argument here.
Hey, Bones, but seriously, Shawshank's on Netflix now. So all these people in quarantine, if they've never seen Shawshank, it's a must-see.
You have some really great movies in your list. I was just irritated that you put Jojo Rabbit at 10 because I don't think it's one of your top 10.
Oh, my God.
And secondly, you went on this whole TED Talk about how all these new movies were bumping all the old ones in one more movie.
Well,
It was one more movie.
I wanted to put Rudy in there because it's one of my big, big favorites, but I just couldn't because I didn't have room for it. Parasite.
I still love you, dude.
All right. Thanks, Bones.
You're welcome. Maybe I'll talk about it Monday. I want to hold off. Hey, I want to... Mike, make a note. I want to talk about, speaking of Eddie, and we'll get off Eddie because he's driving me crazy right now.
I did nothing but give you my top 10 list.
No, you did do something. Yeah, I feel like you're not being real.
I am being real.
I feel like you saw Jojo Rabbit and you liked it, but
loved
then you
it.
Wanted to come on the show and be like, oh, it's the greatest movie I ever saw in my life. And then you put in your top 10 because I made you do a top 10 list. And then you made a whole stink about how you were going to all these new movies are bumping. And then there's one more movie.
Whatever.
I know.
So what were you going to say?
I still love you, dude.
Thanks,
I don't know. Everything else good?
Yeah, birthday tomorrow or something, you're going to say.
Oh, you'll hear in a minute. I got Eddie a gift for his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to bring that up Monday. For some reason, Eddie's driving me crazy right now. And he's doing something else that is just driving me berserk.
Well, I think what's funny about it is that we live our lives so differently. Like so differently that sometimes I tell you what I'm doing and you're like, I don't understand it. I don't know why you do it this way.
I live a very practical, efficient life.
Yeah.
You know, and Eddie is like, just like, hey, man, everything's going to be great.
Whatever happens, happens.
It drives me nuts. And I think the reason that we work so well together is also the thing that drives me the most nuts at the same time. You know, my therapist told me when I first started dating Kaylin, she was like, hey, you know, the things that you love about her the most are also going to be the things that drive you the craziest the most. And so if it's like, she's so funny, well, eventually you're going to go, hey. She's like, and it's just for every relationship, you know, it's the things that you really are attracted to. It's just so much. Eventually you go, oh, man, this is a lot. But then you kind of figure out you do love it to begin with. Same thing with Eddie. He's so laid back and so like, yeah, it's my favorite. I love it all. Yeah. And I'm like, you don't love it. And then whatever.
I love you too, man.
All right, what else? Is that it? We done?
What else to us? Or?
Nah, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Sean Payton has the virus. New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton has corona.
Oh.
What are you going to say? Who? Like, okay. What does he do?
I didn't know who that was.
Yeah. He is the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, the NFL professional football team, Amy.
Drew Brees, shout out.
Yeah, he's coming back. Yeah, I
think. Yeah, he's the quarterback for that team.
And he is coming back. New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton. Not hoorah.
Who dat?
That's the Marines.
That's Marines, Amy.
Okay. Who dat?
Yes.
That's it. Okay.
Tekashi 6ix9ine is being sued for $150 million by a woman who says she was accidentally shot in the foot in an attack that he ordered.
Oh my gosh. What?
Tekashi 6ix9ine's desire to get revenge on his rivals got an innocent woman shot, according to her, and she wants $150 million. Mike, does he have $150 million, Tekashi 6ix9ine?
No.
Okay. That's like someone saying, hey, I'd like to sue Bobby for $1 billion. Okay.
He ordered a hit?
I don't know. I don't know any of that. Did he order a hit, Mike? Well, that's what he got, kind of got in for, of like conspiring.
Wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And being behind it.
Is he out yet?
Mm-mm.
You know, they're letting a lot of people that didn't do hardcore crimes out of jail because of Corona. Corona's the best thing to happen to a lot of these yeah. prisoners that are in for just a little bit. A guy in Arizona has been arrested for figuring out a scam to get $55,000 worth of lottery tickets out of a vending machine for free. Investigators say he exploited a flaw in the vending machine that gave him all these tickets. He would enter his debit card number to the machine. He would then cancel the transaction. However, the machine would release the ticket before the cancellation took place. He did this over a two-week period last summer. They found 279 canceled transactions. Court records show that he tried to get more tickets for free after the flaw was recognized and corrected. So, got caught there. You know who's going to get in trouble are these senators that were in learning about what was going to happen with the coronavirus before they were able to tell us, and they sold all their stock because they knew the market was going to crash.
Ooh, yeah.
What?
Can't do that.
Big news last night. Yep. North Carolina, Illinois, there's a few of Oklahoma, a few of them. And reading, they were in these intelligence meetings, and it was like, this is going to happen. The economy is going to do this. And they all sold like $1 million in stock that they had. And one of them moved to another company that specializes in working from home, like digital working from home.
Gosh.
If those facts are a little bit sloppy, the news is still pretty new. But, yeah, not a good look. Like, if that's true and they're taking advantage of the system with privileged information during a crisis, they should not only not be senators anymore, they should go to jail. Because they're taking advantage of when everybody else is suffering and using it to their advantage. More news will come out. But, I saw that when I was falling asleep last night and then again this morning. Ways to practice self-care when you're stuck at home. Keep up your exercise routine. Fire up the kitchen. Don't drink too much. Clean up and organize. You know, the cleaning up and the organizing is the thing that I hate clutter so much. I'm having to declutter all the time because we're always bringing stuff in over here. And then it says, remember, social distancing doesn't mean total isolation. And Amy, you've been by yourself at your house, huh?
Yeah. It's getting pretty depressing.
Yeah. Well, like, your husband and kids come. When are they coming back?
But I don't know. I'm going to call him when we're done and try to talk through some of that. So hopefully soon. I mean, the kids are supposed to start distance learning on, like, the official school schedule is Tuesday the 24th. So, I mean, we need to get back and get them in a routine. So hopefully maybe Sunday. They drove, so, I don't know. The kids definitely do not want to leave because they are just having the time of their life with their cousins.
So. And Eddie, your wife and kids are back now?
They got back last night, but it's funny that Amy said, you know, it's depressing because, yeah, I was alone for, what, 3 or 4 days or something, and it is kind of lonely. It's depressing, and then it makes me think, like, well, that was Bobby's life, like, really, till his girlfriend came. Kind of crazy to think about. But you got a good grip on it, but still, it's just like when
people...
It's
not a good grip. I was out working. I was gone all the time.
He was
moving
busy.
And shaking.
Like, Eddie, the thing is we're stuck at home. Like, I was,
without
like, originally,
options.
We have no options. We can't get together with our friends barely. I mean, really, now at this point. I feel like Wednesday was my last at Bobby's house. That was like, that'll go down as my last hang for a while. So, you know, and even that was, like, it was special, but it was still felt kind of weird. Like, is this really happening? Is this our life right now? So... Yeah, I think that I would have enjoyed this a little bit more had it been a normal week with no kids. Like, it really, I could have gotten, like, felt like I was getting recovery. I recover in alone time, but something about this is well, not something about it. It's just a dark time, too, so it makes, I'd rather have them back here.
Do you guys
I don't need
have,
my alone time anymore.
Do you guys have quiet houses, like, or do you leave the TV on, turn music up loud? Like, what's it like?
Right now I have no Wi-Fi and TV is my Wi-Fi. Like, I don't have cable because we cut cable and got Hulu and now so it's very quiet at my house.
Mine's quiet. I mean, I don't leave the TV on unless I'm watching it. I mean, I keep CNN on mute. And so in my bedroom, not in the living room, but yeah, I mean, it's quiet, I guess. I mean, when I sleep, it's not, it's loud. It goes between the office and then the office will shut down and go, are you sure you want to keep watching? And then I'll fall asleep for a couple hours, and I'll keep playing it over. Caitlin has no problem with that. She sleeps through anything. So luckily, I found somebody who can sleep through the TV being on. Like, she has no issue whatsoever. So, yeah, it's quiet. It's always quiet around here. I don't have any kids. I have a dog.
Right.
So, all right. I guess that's it. I think we're going to have a little meeting here. All of us kind of figure out what the game plan is for the rest of forever. You know, indefinitely forever. Try not to get too sucked into the news all the time. You know, remember that having some of it's good, having knowledge of situations good, but taking a bath in it will drive you crazy. And they've got to fill 24 hours of content. And how do they do that? They get on anybody and everybody. And I do feel like some networks are more responsible than others, but even then, you're just watching it all the time. You think about it all the time. It puts you in bad places. So I encourage you to stay informed, but also don't just lay in it.
That's a good point.
Because I lay in it. I feel like it's my job to lay in it and try to know everything and listen to all these doctors. I'm listening to the podcast. I'm reading. I'm trying to just read things by people that actually have a background in it. So, you know, you're not going to hear a lot of me coming on going, I think this could happen if you do. Mostly it's going to be, well, I read from this doctor. I don't listen to politicians much because they don't know what they're talking about. And if they do, it's because they talk to a doctor or a scientist. So, you know, I'm not politicizing it. And I see that happening a lot. So let's not do that. Quicker we stomp this thing out, quicker we get back to normal. But it's not going to be quick. Quicker does not mean quick. So it's time to not just think about ourselves. And if the people we trust say we should do something, then we should do it. That's that. But in life, if someone you trust gives you good advice, you go with it. And so if you people you trust, I trust. Listen, that Dr. Fauci, man, he's a gem. I love that guy. And so let's get in this, do it together. Let's not watch that video of all celebrities singing, dear God. What do you think of that, Mike?
Or
Gal Gadot and all of her friends singing Imagine.
Yeah.
And we'll be fine on the other end. It will be uncomfortable for a bit, but we'll be fine on the other end. Much weaker people have been through much tougher times. And we haven't seen the toughest yet by far, but we will come out the other side more resilient, stronger. We will realize that we had so much ingenuity that we weren't even tapping into, and that's what's going to be great. But it will be tough. I do think, I just said I wasn't going to speculate, but I do think at some point, because you're now seeing California lock down their whole state, and you're going to see New York, they have the biggest populations, and where there's more people, there are more cases, and more people are sick, and it's spreading. That's why some of the small towns aren't experiencing it, and they think it's not as real. But I do think that we're going to see everybody be told to kind of chill in their house for a couple weeks. That's what I think is going to happen. And I'm not thinking it just out of nowhere. You're just kind of seeing the trends of that happening. So I should say this. Based on trends, I think we're all going to be told we need to get in our houses and stay in our houses for a couple to few weeks. This is going to probably take a few months. So if you go into it not holding your breath but taking deep breaths, I think you'll get through it easier. There are a lot of people struggling with, and maybe not even yet, but are going to struggle with job insecurity or no job at all. And I think if you do and you are able to help, please do. The thing is, we don't even know who's going to be struggling with what.
Dropping out a little bit.
So I'm dropping out a little bit.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Just for a second.
Just keep your head on a swivel. That means look around all the time. That's what I played defensive back in high school. I hated to hit. I hated to get hit. But our coach would say, keep your head on a swivel. And what that means is, As you're running, you're moving backward, you're looking both sides all the time. You're looking around you all the time. And so instead of looking not to get hit or looking where to break up the pass, look for others. Keep your head on a swivel and look for others. Look out for others because hopefully their heads are on swivels and they're looking out for you. And then before you know it, 2020 will be over and we'll be like, WTF was that whole year about?
Yeah.
And we'll get some new funny memes in 2021. That's the goal. We want new fun memes in 2021 that are like, whoa, it can't get any worse. And then watch Aliens come next year. Oh my God.
Couldn't get worse. Here we
hold my beer, Aliens. So yeah. It's all happening. Instead of holding your breath, take deep breaths. I know we're just a bunch of doofuses on the radio, but we are going to share our lives with you, and we're going to do entertaining, fun stuff. We're going to talk about real stuff. We're going to do what we've always been told to do and what we've been telling them we're going to do. So we're here with you. Other than that, try to be as positive as you can. Don't be on social media ripping on people. I think that's it. I saw a funny meme that was like it said time traveler, and the time traveler says, oh, wow, we just landed. What year is it? And the person here goes, well, it's 2020. And the time traveler goes, uh-oh.
Like he knows.
Like, oh, I didn't mean to land here. Amy, anything you'd like to say before we get into today's show?
No, but I appreciate the head on the swivel thing. Like, that was a good way to put it. And reminding people to just look out for others and leaving them with that for this weekend and the remainder of this, however long this will be. And I appreciate you helping give us the information that we need for those of us that aren't watching it 24/7 because we can't handle it, but for delivering it to us in a responsible way. Like, I truly appreciate it. So thank you.
There is growth to be had in struggle. Always. Always, always, always. If it can be what you learn, it can be the strength you find, it can be the strength you develop. But there is always growth in the struggle. It's up to you to find where that growth is. The end. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk, everybody. Amy, anything else about today?
I love all these mini TED Talks I get from you. Well, today, I guess if it's Friday, so yesterday I had a new podcast go up on Four Things with Amy Brown, and Lord knows you got plenty of time to listen to podcasts, so check it out. Speaking of growth, like I had a therapist on, and I had basically a live session because I didn't know what was going to come out, and it was recorded like about a week ago, and I learned some stuff about myself. So it was a breakthrough, and I know that what I broke through I'll come out stronger for.
Eddie.
Everything that we've done, like this week was really good. We had a doctor on from Vanderbilt that had some really good information, and he was so calm about things. It really settled the way I've been thinking. So it's been good. I think people just need to remember that it's serious, you know? Like, I've had a couple people come up to me, you know, like at the grocery store or whatever, and want to get right next to me, and I feel rude because I don't want to be rude, but we need to be serious about this 6-foot distance thing, you know, and not get too close to people. And I think this is the mentality of just like, I'm not worried about it, really isn't a good mentality. So just that reminder of everyone, just, we don't know who has anything, so we just have to be safe right now, right?
Yeah. Mike D, anything you'd like to say?
I'll talk to Amy after the show today about what happens later in the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was being like, all right, well, who cares? We're doing a radio show. There's something that happens later in the show with Mike and Amy. I was like, okay.
That'll make sense.
Make sense later.
I'll go pet my dog later. Who gives a F? All right. Okay, we're done. Enjoy today's show. It's been a weird week without Lunchbox, who was sick, without Morgan, number two, who was forcibly quarantined from being at a bar. But we got through it. We'll get through next week, and we'll get through the week after that. And then you know what? After that, we'll get through that week too, and so will you. We'll see you guys. Here is today's show. Hit me up on Twitter if you want to say hi, Instagram if you want to say hi, Mr. Bobby Bones. Have a good weekend. Enjoy Friday's show.
Congrats, Bobby Bones, on your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on.
Win.
Love you.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, I like it.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Well, we'll have Kelsey Ballerini in later. Let's see what's happening in everybody's lives right now in our segment we call What's the Haps? Hey!
Hey! What's the Haps?
You know, next week I'm going to start to post, I feel like I'm going to start to post my daily goals. I'll just post them online. Because it's going to be like 250 push-ups, 250 sit-ups, read for this much time of the day. We're just having to really do things at home and to not drive yourself crazy. Creating a schedule is the best way to go about that. Otherwise, you're just floating in time. You want to feel like it's always that spot between Thanksgiving and or Christmas and New Year. You don't want to feel like that. Where you're like, what time is it? Because it's not ending.
Mm-hmm.
Between Christmas and New Year is like 4 days of that. Now there's it's unknown. So you need to develop a schedule. So I'm going to start doing that. And also, I want to share this with you guys. Here are things you can learn in a week.
Oh.
Oh.
You just dedicate yourself. It didn't have to be this.
Okay.
But it can be any of this. So if you are working from home and you're spending a lot more time at home, even that, here you go. You can learn to juggle in less than a week. Like, I learned to juggle.
That's
why well, I did. Cool. It took me a while.
What did you practice with balls?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Knitting or crocheting.
Good.
How to solve a Rubik's Cube.
Okay, and I'll never be able to do that.
You can learn basic sign language. But if you practice for a week, you can. That's what they're saying. Like, if you just dedicate a week to your, of your life to this, for the rest of your life, you can know this stuff.
I'm going to work on sign. That's a good one. I'll work on sign language with my daughter. She's in sign language club.
You can teach yourself lock picking, how to pick a lock.
Wow, that's cool.
In like
cool.
a day, they even say. You can become an amateur guitarist in a week. You can learn like 4 or 5 chords. Speed reading, magic tricks using cards. You can learn how to do a front flip. Cooking. So there's just a lot you can do if you set your goals, and the best way to set your goals is to write them down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm going to start doing next week, just actually showing people what my goal sheet looks like. I do it all the time anyway for weeks and specific goals, and like I'm trying to reach by a certain amount of time. But that's what I'm going to do. We're going to do this together. Wow. We're going to grow from a time when we're being shut down.
Yeah. We're going to emerge more talented than ever.
Use the time that you're being held back to actually get ahead.
You can do 250 push-ups
in a day? In a day, sure.
Yeah, not at the same time.
I won't be able to do the same time. I'll go down. I could probably do 50 right now.
Oh, just in one
yeah,
run?
Yeah, but I'll do like, ooh, that hurts. And do another 45.
Wow.
And, you know, but not 250.
Okay.
But that's what I'm going to do. There you go. We're all a little motivation for you as we go into the weekend. Hey!
Hey! What's the hat?
Amy?
So I got a little birthday treat earlier this week of like, hey, yeah, get yourself a massage. And I thought, okay, well, this probably isn't in the whole social distancing thing, but I texted this massage person, and yeah, they're still operating
risky
per usual. Yeah. So I was like, she's like, we have an opening on Saturday at
risky.
2 p.m.
So she's closer than 6 feet from you.
She's touching you.
Like I know, spit. But she would wash her hands.
I know, yeah, but she doesn't know if she has it.
And okay. It's like from her mouth.
All right, it's not happening.
Hey, you do you, but if
I'm not going to do me.
If you do you and you're around people like that, I can't have you around me.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's why
I'll
I'm asking
you. Shut you down
you.
Like I did Morgan number 2.
Shut down.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if like she's still showing no symptoms, but I guess, yeah, anytime you introduce anybody new into your life and you don't know who they've been around, like we can trust each other.
We think.
Well, this is, I'm being honest with you
Thank
right
you.
Now.
Thank you for being
Thank
honest.
You, Amy.
You're welcome. I'm not sneaking around, seeing people.
Now we're all cheating. We're cheating on each other.
Okay, I'll text her. Not happening.
All right.
Save that massage.
Good for you.
I'll reschedule for October.
That's the responsible decision.
Perfect.
All right, there you go. Hey.
Hey, what's the hatch?
Eddie?
So I'm starting to watch TV on subtitles now, like closed captioning. And it all started because, you know, with
foreign?
Just everything on TV. And it started because, you know, with my kids in the house, when they go to bed, they're kind of light sleepers. So I didn't want to wake them up. So I would turn the volume way down and I would read the entire whatever I was watching. Now I kind of like it because it helps me read, you know. So since I started reading books and stuff now, like now I'm kind of reading TV. I'm still looking for a new book.
It's not hard to find a book. You don't want to find a new book.
Well, now what do I do? I mean, I'm not going to go to a bookstore.
Well, you figured it out. You're reading TV.
Most people don't go to a bookstore. Now people just get on Amazon and find a book.
But in between them bones, I'm reading TV like Amy said.
That's like reading Twitter. Oh. That doesn't count as reading.
No, Bobby, just give it to him. It's like these are crazy times, you know?
Yeah, man.
Order a book off Amazon.
People are going to be like, Eddie, what are you reading? Well, there's this really great show on...
I mean, it's kind of cool. And then at the same time...
Does that count, reading TV?
It does not. Okay. But, I mean, I will say, like, Narcos Mexico is in subtitles.
But that's in a different language.
Yeah, but it is kind of like I'm
okay,
reading
now she's
the
on your side.
See, that's what I'm talking about, Amy.
I'm having to keep up.
But it's okay. Also cool, too, because you feel like an actor, you know, like you're reading the lines as they're
you're
saying
acting it.
You're
acting it out as they're doing it.
Like sometimes I'll be like, I wouldn't have read that line that way, but whatever.
Could we emerge from this?
You're so
can we learn acting in a week?
No.
Y'all just give it a shot before you knock it.
I wouldn't have read it that way. All right, that's What's the Haps. Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
A Swedish IKEA store found 50,000 forgotten face masks that they had put away somewhere and gave them to a local hospital. Oh. They were gathering dust in a warehouse. They were like, well, look what we found.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Hey, so this weekend, on Saturday, the Grand Ole Opry is going to have a really tiny show that I'm going to be involved in. It's their 4,916th consecutive Saturday night broadcast. And it's going to be on Circle Network. It's going to be on a lot of cable networks. It's going to be on all over the place. And so, and I can post the links up. But because nobody wants to get sick, I think there's only like six of us, and we're not even going to be near each other. It's me, Brad Paisley, Marty Stewart, and Vince Gill. And so we're going to be far away from each other as they're just going in with a guitar. I'm going to have one camera guy that's not going to be close to me, and it's going to happen tomorrow. So I'll post the links up. But I love the Opry. It's very important to me to keep it going, and all of us have agreed to not even touch each other. I don't think we're going to go up and, like, especially not give hugs or anything. But that'll be tomorrow. I don't know how long that's going to work. We're working to keep it going, but that'll be tomorrow. You can watch it live stream too. So, but I'll put the link up if you guys want to hop in on that. Now, speaking of all of this, here's a scenario for you. Is that Mike D, who is our head writer on the show, you and your girlfriend have been together for how long, Mike?
Almost 2 years.
And she lives in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
She's back in Austin.
Yeah.
When did she fly from Nashville back to Austin?
Sunday, last Sunday.
So that's when, you know, things started to go, huh, well, this isn't going to go away as quickly as we thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
And so she flies back home because she thought maybe she was going to finish school or she didn't know what was going to happen with graduation.
Yeah, and go back to work.
Now, is she going to school?
No, she's going online.
Okay, so she can do that anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Is she at work?
She's going to pick up like a laptop so she can start working from home.
So now it's time for you guys to decide if you're going to, because I think they're going to quarantine everybody,
mm-hmm.
honestly. I think we're all going to, for a couple weeks, a few weeks, everyone's going to be locked down at some point to go, everybody in America, go get food if you need it. If you need to go to the doctor, go to the doctor, but you need to stay in your house. I think that's going to be where we go eventually. Now, you guys are not together. Have you thought about if she can come up here and be quarantined with you?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what I want. I don't want her to be alone.
Okay, so is she just going to fly up here?
I don't think she can get on can't get on a plane. She doesn't want to.
So she doesn't want to fly.
Mm-hmm.
So then what's the scenario here?
Driving to pick her up?
So, oh, wow. Wait.
Right.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Why? When does she want to come? Because my family is in Texas, and what if they brought her?
I mean, as soon as possible, really. After today, she can leave.
Okay. I don't know when they're driving back, but they drove. So I don't know if that's an option. Just throwing
like
it out
husband,
there.
Your husband and your kids driving back?
Yes.
Mm. Do you know that was happening?
I mean, I'm just...
I didn't know they were driving back now.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize you were thinking... I guess I thought maybe she would fly up, but I understand if she doesn't want to fly. So I literally just thought of this, but I don't know. She feels like she hasn't been around anybody that's, you know, like she... I don't know. I'll talk to my husband. We'll talk about it. That could be something if that would help you out.
Just cover her in blankets, put her in the back of the car.
Tires at the top.
Yeah.
Tires. Yeah.
But does she want to come and be with you?
Yeah, she does.
Do you want her to come?
Yes, I do.
I can tell you, you know.
Yeah.
My girlfriend and I haven't been together as long as you guys have. But I can see where the quarantining would test the relationship mm-hmm. hard. Like, you know, when the quarantine's over, if it's been a couple months, if you're going to be able to do life. Because it's a crash course in togetherness. And I'm going through it right now. And so far, it's been absolutely wonderful. But I think that's a pretty good idea, though, if she just rides up.
Yeah. I like that idea, yeah.
Does she know that's an option?
No, I can tell her.
All right. Amy, I'll let you guys can catch up after this.
Okay.
Good. But isn't that a, I mean, that's a thing.
That's a thing, yeah.
Would she move up here?
Eventually, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what we were talking about off the air. So I did see two where some cops in New Jersey had to break up two large weddings because they were, the gathering was more than what's allowed because of the coronavirus restriction. And so they had to go in and send people home. And they had to give, like, violations, too. Like, guys, there's, like, 200 people here. You got to go. Can't do this. So I saw that. Amy, I know you have a couple people that were going to come over to your house today. The ant guy was going to come over.
Well, yeah, we booked an exterminator a few weeks ago because of ants. And, yeah, he sent me a text. He's like, hey, still going to come over if that's all good. And I was like, you know, we'll hold, like, I'll take ants over, you know, socializing with people or having people somebody in my random house, somebody random that I just don't know where they've been. But then my internet also went out, and so AT&T said the same thing, like, we can get someone over to your house. And I was like, okay. Because I was like, I'll take ants over corona, but I don't know about Wi-Fi. Like, yeah. I need Wi-Fi. I can live with ants. I can't live without Wi-Fi.
I was watching your Instagram story yesterday, and you did go and see your dad yesterday, but only through the window.
Yeah, they let me in the entryway. There's double doors. There's like a set of doors and then another set of doors when you enter the assisted living. And so I was able to go to the first set and stay in the entryway. And like people that worked there came and got the stuff I bagged up for him. And then they gave it to him, like his medicine. And I got him that Amazon Echo Show thingy so we can video. But we can't video now that I don't have Wi-Fi. So I set it all up for him to where he should just plug it in. And he just says, call Amy and it'll video me right when he does that. But I told him, I gave it to him. And I was like, we have to wait till I get internet. But it'll be cool once I do. So that at least would be good. Him. No. He stayed. He wasn't even allowed in the lobby area. They kept him behind this little wall. And he just waved at me, so I took my camera and zoomed in on him and made a little video so that way my sisters, like, I could post it, my sisters could see it, my brother, but yeah, he was just, like, he just waved. It was crazy. That hit me hard, like, having to just stay at a distance from him. I know that I've been seeing pictures of people doing that online, but for me to go do it for the first time, it got real and thought, okay, but, you know, I just have to accept that this is the new normal for the time being and try to just visit him and do the video stuff as much as possible so he doesn't feel isolated.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. And now, can he talk loud enough to get Alexa to connect with you? Because I know his surgery on his throat.
Yeah, so he can talk loud enough, but I worry that sometimes she won't understand him because he can't, but I figured I made it, you know, just call Amy. As simple, hopefully he can get that down as simple as possible. If not, we'll come up with another plan that he can do, but it should be fine.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In California, the governor issued a statewide stay-at-home order telling California residents only to leave their homes if absolutely necessary. In New York City, the mayor says they will run out of medical supplies in just 2 weeks because of coronavirus. They've recorded a whopping 1,600 new cases of the virus. And finally, in sports, Celtics, Marcus Smart, two Lakers players, and three Philadelphia 76ers all tested positive for coronavirus, as well as Saints coach Sean Payton.
Bobby Bones Show. So yesterday, I drove up to Louisville to go to a funeral, which was about 2.5 hours. So I left the show, drove up. It was somebody that is our boss, Rod. He filmed it on the show a couple weeks ago for Lunchbox. His dad passed away, which was super sad, and they were super close. And so I drove up to the funeral, and the corona had kept most of the people from the funeral. So it was really low attendance.
Oh, wow.
It stunk. I felt sad even for that because, you know, the family just wants people there to be supportive and be able to show just that they cared and also to be able to be there. And I Rod got up and spoke, and he even mentioned something about it. There were so many people that wanted to come, and you couldn't fly in, obviously, to the funeral.
Yeah.
And so there just weren't a lot of people there because of corona. And whenever the priest, it was a Catholic church. I grew up Baptist. I didn't grow up Catholic. Now, Mike, are you Catholic?
Yes, I'm Catholic.
It's a priest, right?
Yep.
Okay, not a preacher. I had preachers.
Priest.
Okay, it's a priest. But when the priest was doing communion, he didn't put crackers. He didn't give them crackers for their mouth. He just blessed them.
Oh, okay.
So that was good. I think he gave one guy a cracker, and I was like, risky.
Very risky.
I think the guy demanded a cracker. He's like, I demand a cracker.
Oh, so it was like, if you wanted the cracker, you could get the cracker?
I think so, but the priest was going straight hands into the cracker jar, and I was like, but it was, I thought, you know, as far as funerals go, and they never go wonderfully because it's super sad, I just hated there weren't a lot of people there, but I was so glad that I went because, one, I wanted to support him, but it was just like, it has to be super frustrating to have, you know, a send-off for somebody that you love and a lot of people can't be there. So that was that. So that was the first part of the day. I drove up 2.5 hours, did the funeral, drove right back, got back and was like, well, I need to go to Trader Joe's. So Trader Joe's is a grocery store. And I go into Trader Joe's because I'm now full domestic, Amy. Like, I have a girlfriend. I've been to the grocery store more times in the past 2 months than I've probably been in 7 years. So she's like, hey, go by the grocery store, pick this up. And I was like, okay, great. So I go by and I'm buying, I need a couple of lemons because Caitlin made some chicken thing last night. That's what she's doing to cope, is she's cooking.
Yeah.
And so she made some chicken. And so I'm getting some lemons and a couple other things on the list. And I'm walking up and I'm checking out. And first of all, I feel bad these people have to work. It's, you know, it's mixed. I feel bad they have to be around all of us people that could come in germy or corona, you know? But yeah. Then I'm also going, hey, good for you. You still get to work, you know?
Yeah, because for them, they're like, as long as they're trying to be safe and washing their hands a lot and minimizing contact, they still get a paycheck.
Yes. So it's this weird feeling of, oh man, I feel sorry for them. They have to work. But then it's, you know what? A lot of people wish they could work right now. So I'm going through the line and I'm just watching what I touch. And the guy working the counter goes, hey man, how's it going? I was like, it's, you know, it's going all right. It's kind of feeling so a little bummed out for the funeral. And he's like, yeah, I had this crazy times, right? And I was like, yeah, crazy times. He goes, you're telling me I had to get a corona test a few days ago. Came back negative. And I was like, why would you share this with me right now? I don't need to know that you've been sick in any way or that you had a corona test and you had the symptoms that you thought you needed one. Because in my mind, I'm going, well, you can take a test and it'd be negative one day and then the next day it'd be positive. And he was telling me this at the store. And so I got my stuff and I kept my hands below my waist and went back and unloaded all my groceries. That was my day yesterday. So,
yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like, how much do you want to know? I had
none. I want to know nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to know if I ask you, if I'm like, okay, hey, what's happening with you? And I'm not trying to hold anybody up. And I'm not trying to ask in that environment anything too personal because I don't want to know from, it's like, I don't know what goes into a hot dog. And there's a reason, because I don't want to enjoy the hot dog any less.
Okay. Well, can I present to you a way something was told to me where I was like, we could have just told that differently.
Go ahead.
So someone, I have been going to seeing a chiropractor because of my back, but not in the last several days. But I have been in contact with him in the last 2 weeks. So I was told that someone at his office was sent home for feeling sick and was going to get tested. I still don't know the results of whatever, but I was given results like this. Well, turns out as of now, she's tested positive for strep throat. And I was like, could you just say,
she,
hey,
paused.
She has strep. Like, yes. It's like, well, she tested positive for strep throat. And I was like, okay, can we put positive like on the other end of that? Be like, when it comes to strep throat, she's positive.
Yeah. Well, or hey, she doesn't have corona, she has strep. And you know, the thing about strep too is if you have strep, for the most part, you don't have corona, because sore throat's not one of the symptoms of corona, if you're worried about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was like, delivery is everything during times like this.
Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like you're going to die of happiness when you find out they don't have it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay!
All right, so good day to find something fun. And Amy's got 5 fun facts. Here we go.
Number 5.
So the Cookie Monster has a real name.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The Cookie Monster.
Think you've ever heard it? If you dig deep into your brain?
I think if this were a trivia question, I would get it. I would guess he'd be named Maurice.
No, his name is Sid.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Maurice was just a guess because he looks like a Maurice.
Cookie Monster?
Yeah. No, go here.
My name is Maurice.
His name is Sid. Where does that come from?
Don't know.
Hmm. All right. Pretty fun.
Number four.
So tattoos are considered medical procedures in South Korea, so only doctors can legally do them.
I think drunk people go to the doctor. Hey, dog. Me and my girl want to get a rose and both on it. Oh, like there are probably a lot less tattoos, way less arm sleeves, I bet, mm-hmm. in South yeah. Korea than here. I bet that barbed wire trend didn't happen there.
Where probably they got the not. Wire out they were out. Scared.
Yeah.
Number three.
So Nike's Air Jordan logo didn't come from the way Michael Jordan looked when he dunked. It came from a photo shoot where he exaggerated his jumping style by doing a ballet move. So the swoop comes from Michael Jordan doing ballet, not basketball.
Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. And that's the one where he's got the ball in one hand and then his legs are spread out.
It's the logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Jordan logo. Did you have, back in the day, I used to save, this is also kind of how poor we were for a while, but I used to save up to buy Wheaties.
It's funny you bring that up.
So I could get the Michael Jordan posters.
Did you get all three of them, though? Because mm-hmm. I never got the middle part.
Did I got all three of them. I think I traded for that third one that was hard to get.
Yes. Oh, I never knew this was a thing. So mm-hmm. what? I mean,
Wheaties would have Michael, Wheaties was a terrible cereal.
Correct.
It may still exist. It's just basically cornflakes with no sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but what they did is they made Wheaties a sports cereal. Like, your goal was to get on the front of the Wheaties box.
Yeah, like if you're an Olympian
and
stuff.
Michael Jordan had a whole poster series.
Yes.
Oh.
But they sold it in threes, the head, the body, and the legs. And so, if you didn't get the body or the legs, your poster just didn't work.
Well, they also had different ones, too, of, like, different posters.
Yeah.
So, I think they did a couple poster series of Michael Jordan.
Gosh, that just took me back.
Yeah, that's pretty fun, though.
Number two.
So most snails have both male and female genitalia, so they can quickly...
Snails do?
Snails.
Well, I would never stop doing it by myself.
Well, all of this is so they can quickly and easily mate with basically any other snail.
Or themselves. I would... How do we not think about that first? I would never leave my house.
I didn't.
That home studio I have would be...
Oh,
but
my
I don't
goodness.
Think... Okay.
What?
Well, I don't think that means because you have both that it...
It would for me.
Okay. Okay.
I would never stop.
Okay.
And here we go.
Number one.
So Victoria's Secret was based out of Columbus, Ohio in the 1980s, but used a fake London address on their catalogs to look more luxurious.
Sneaky.
So the catalogs were coming out of Ohio, but they're like, oh yeah, coming to you from London.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Where were they from again?
Columbus, Ohio.
Funny.
But yeah. They put London on there because obviously that made it seem more desirable.
Huh. There you go. I mean, mm-hmm. we don't live in Nashville. We live in a place called Milquetoast, Tennessee.
Right, but we say we're from
yeah,
Nashville.
Yeah, we're just saying because we're trying to get. Yeah. All right, there you go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby, filling in for Morgan number two. All right, Kelsey Ballerini released her new album called Kelsey Today. It features a song with Kenny Chesney. It's called Half of My Hometown.
Half of my hometown, still hanging around, still talking about that one touchdown.
Since the ACM Awards have been postponed, they're doing a new show called ACM Presents Our Country. The show will feature at-home acoustic performances from country artists and will highlight moments from the ACM Awards in past years. The show will be April 5th. Also, Cole Swindell announced his new dates for his tour that had to postpone, assuming he gets to have them. Those new dates are all in October. You can check out coleswindell.com for a full list. I'm Bobby. That's a skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Chef Jose Andres is always ready to feed folks in need after natural disasters, and now he's helping during the coronavirus outbreak. The Michelin-starred chef is turning 8 of his restaurants in D.C. and New York City into gourmet soup kitchens to feed folks in need.
The best.
How crazy is that? Volunteers are cooking up the to-go meals, but the price is flexible. They're $7, but if you can't afford the $7, that's okay too. They're going to make sure you get fed. Those who cannot afford are welcome as well, Andre said.
Crazy.
That's what it's all about right there for sure.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
Eddie filling in for Lunchbox with the Bonehead.
The police were investigating a robbery in a home when they're in there with their pens and their flashlights, and they notice there's two TVs missing. And as they're investigating, there's a knock on the door. It's the burglar. He comes in and says, "Hey, guys, just want to apologize. I'm the burglar. What? I was a little drunk last night. Pretty intoxicated. I don't remember doing it, but I woke up this morning in my house, and the two TVs that you're looking for, they're in my house. I don't know why. My bad." What? And the cops were so confused. They're like, "Well, thanks for your honesty, but you're still coming with us, and you're going downtown."
What was the whole issue?
He was drunk. He forgot. Didn't realize he did it.
Like he robbed drunk.
Yeah.
But then he had a conscience.
And then I guess deep inside, he's really a nice guy.
It's like the Dr. and Mr. Hyde.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'll be honest. Back in the day, I've had nights where I'm like, I don't remember what happened.
But I mean, would you do, like some people when they drink, their accent changes or something. And like with him, he starts robbing places.
He's a criminal all of a sudden.
He's like a werewolf.
Right.
Moon comes out. All right, there you go.
All right, that's your bonehead story of the day.
Tomorrow's Eddie's birthday. Big Saturday birthday.
Yeah. I mean, it's just going to be me and the family. We did have kind of a party planned, you know. We were going to go out to an arcade, bowling, slash whatever outdoor game place, and then we just can't do that. So,
yeah.
Well, there go the plans.
Kayla made some cupcakes for you, too.
What?
Oh, you are so lucky. She's the best.
Come on.
Hold on. Hey, Mike, will you take these over to Eddie?
She has a future in baking. If, like, whatever else.
We do want the tub back, which I'm learning is a thing. You always get the tub back.
Oh, like when you take dishes to someone's house, you give the dish back.
Yeah.
That is a nice tub, though.
So there's some cupcakes for you and the kids. I have you a gift today, too. Mike, if you'll come over here and carry the gift over today. I'm tied in. Listeners, like, take it yourself. My headphones are tied in here.
Thank you, guys.
Carry that and put that in front of Eddie here. Tomorrow is Eddie's birthday. He will be 41 years old.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What?
Wow.
I'm
telling you, man, after 40, it just doesn't matter. It's like, whatever.
And this is your... You can open your present on the air or
I'll do it.
I don't care. Whatever you want to do. Off air, on
Oh,
air.
Gosh, it's heavy.
No, open it.
It's a bunch of rocks.
On air.
Oh, my gosh! Fuck, you've got to be kidding me. Dude, this is what I'm talking about. Man, this means a lot.
Like, are you going to say what it is so listeners know? You can. I don't care.
Yeah, say it.
It's a PlayStation. PS4. And Bones, this like really means a lot because we've been talking since like Monday about me going to get a PlayStation because we're going to be hunkered in our house. Like, this is a good way to, like, just pass time, and you and I can play online, right? But I spent, like, $400 at the grocery store, and I was like, I can't, like, just justify spending extra money on a game, like, you know, while this is going on. Dude, this is huge, like, really. And I think my kids are going to love it. I'm going to love it.
Yeah, that's
cool. We're probably going to fight over it. The kids are going to be like, "It's our turn, Dad." Like, "No, me and Bobby are playing Call of Duty, kids."
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, dude. This is awesome.
You're welcome.
Wow.
I love that.
Does it come with games or do I have to buy my own?
Eddie's that guy.
What does it?
I was just...
Well, you can do on a PS4, you download games now.
Oh, yeah.
Like the days of just going out and buying games at the store are over. Not mostly over, but you can just download your games now.
So this isn't like a Nintendo where it comes with Mario Brothers?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mike, does it come with anything? Do you know? I think because you can download games. No, Duck Hunt. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, dude. This
is
awesome.
Happy birthday. We'll probably play, but I thought the kids would love it, too.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing.
And
thank you.
We would sit at the house like, I just can't do it right now. We had to buy a bunch of groceries for just in case.
Yeah.
So, anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you, dude. This is huge. Thank you so much.
Who's clapping?
Me.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Come on. Thank you, Bones.
Yeah, it's just awesome.
Woo.
See? Joy. You can still spread the joy.
Yeah.
Happiness.
Even like, because this is a weird time to have a birthday. You're just
it
like,
it is.
Oh.
That's
coming up next week.
That meme that's going around of El Chapo alone in like, there's like three different scenes. It's on Instagram where it's El Chapo just alone on a swing and El Chapo alone at prison. And it's like people with birthdays in March.
March and April.
Well, now, once April comes,
oh,
we'll,
the one I saw said March and April.
Okay,
March
well, there'll April. Be a, hopefully they'll make a even funnier one for April, because I think
it's not a competition, Amy. The one I saw said March and April.
It's probably, honestly, it'll be worse than by April 2nd, I think, maybe. So I don't know what we're going to do for Bobby.
Yeah, we can still kind of see each other now.
Like, we're going to do group FaceTime, maybe, and be like, ooh, ooh. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Dr. Phil put out 10 tips for coexisting in quarantine, and I want to go over a few of the top ones. First of all, if you want to survive quarantine with your partner, you have to be honest about what annoys you right away. Also, if you've got kids, it's really important to not fight in front of the kids if you're getting frustrated. And then Dr. Phil also recommends having a safe word to end arguments.
Wow.
And Bobby, I know that you're in your house quarantined with Caitlin, your girlfriend. So what are y'all doing to coexist?
Pretty much being open and honest about when we're right by each other too much. You know, we have a house, and when she works, she goes to one of the guest bedrooms. You know, when I work, you know, for a while I was just able to leave, you know. That's not always going to be the case for work, but through the day, we take turns with the dog. We don't have any kids. And, you know, I go play video games to get away a little bit. Mostly it's just talking about if we're just too close too much. And all day, I kind of have stuff scheduled that I'm doing. But at night, she wants like 90 minutes of connection time, which is what she calls it. So I think it's just being deliberate about what our goals are each day. Because if we're together sitting beside each other for 6 hours, we're going to kill each other. It's just going to be. So I think that's what we're doing. Right. Ask me again in 2 weeks, Amy. But right now, that's what it is.
Okay. Well, to survive the next 2 weeks, keep being honest. You know, make a list of annoyances, share them with each other. Don't argue in front of Stanley the dog. And then one of the tips actually is rotation time. So you alternate your time in different parts of the house so that you're not always on top of each other, which sounds like y'all are doing that.
Isn't it crazy if 3 months ago we heard us talking about this without any context? We'd be like, what are we talking about?
Yeah,
quarantined in houses? Rotation in rooms? Man, everything is weird right now. All right, what else?
Okay, so just a heads up, if somebody comes to your door claiming to be doing coronavirus testing, it's not legit. Nobody is going door to door to do that, but some people are doing it to gain access to people's homes and take advantage.
They're like casing houses by doing that?
Yes. So, you know, this, they're like legit police have been called because of stories like this. So just be aware that that is not a thing. And I could see how it could catch on and you could think, oh, wow, like the government's really getting on top of this. And now they're sending people door to door. But that's not the case.
And the census has stopped. So it's not the census either, because they were in the middle of, you know, talking to people, finding out information. And they're like, hey, we're done. So we're not coming to your door. All right, what else?
So California is doing this, and of course, you're going to see stuff that happens west and east move in. It's kind of eventually going to get to everybody, but they're readying for worst case scenarios, like students facing long-term homeschooling, like basically till the summer, not going back. So a lot of parents are trying to brace themselves for what they're going to do, but schools are rallying together. They're trying to figure out the big plan. So parents just need to stay calm and try to stay on a routine while things get figured out. Like if your kids on Monday are supposed to wake up at 6 a.m. for school, well, they should still get up at 6 a.m. Like you've got, even though they're not physically going to school, you need to stay on the same routine. And that's just going to help everybody stay in the groove. And then hopefully distance learning, everybody will get like the plan from the teachers. And then we can survive. We can make it.
Well, I would say in a more pragmatic approach, yeah, I don't think you have to wake up at 6 a.m., but I think you do have to dictate what the schedule is. I do that for myself. I put up discipline walls for me, so I know what I need to get done. It also gives me a sense of control somewhat, and I'm not just floating out and about. You know, I talked about how it can feel like that time between between Christmas and New Year's, where you don't know what day it is, you don't know what time it is, and that's fine for a week, but we may be living this quarantined or somewhat quarantined life for a while, and you need to somewhat build these walls and know which halls to walk down at what time. You know, I have a friend whose kid is at home right now, and every day she, you know, at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., we're doing this. 9:30 to 10, snack. 11 to 12, this time. And it seems weird, but it's easier for everyone. You know, if you know what to expect, it's kind of easier to go through your day not just wondering what's going to happen next, not feeling like you have no purpose. All that makes sense?
Yeah, it seems more doable. And yes, like there is, you're like each day the kids have a reason to get up, and you too. Like I feel like this is for the kids, but also maybe you are listening and you don't have kids. I think it's important if you're working from home.
Oh, do it for yourself. That's what I do.
Create the routine. Yeah.
Routine and routine rules, a map of the day, all that. I feel like I'm rambling now because I get so passionate about rules. All right. Thank you, Amy. Is that it?
Yep. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Mark Miller, he's a businessman out of California, and he heard about a mom who was struggling because she has 6 children in school, and now that coronavirus is having a lot of kids stay home and being homeschooled, that she's kind of freaking out because she needs computers for her kids because they're doing online classes now. So Mark says, you know what? I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy 6 laptops. That way she doesn't have to worry about it. And so he delivered them to her, and she's just very thankful.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Something, too, that you may not think about. When everybody goes home and does homeschool, how do you do homeschool if you don't have a computer?
Yeah. I mean, maybe at your house, this is an opportunity. Maybe you have an extra computer at your house, and you can see if there's someone in need at your kid's school.
But clean it out first.
Yeah.
Just a tip.
Wipe it out.
Yeah, wipe it down.
All the search history.
Oh, I thought, like wipe it down with Clorox.
All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Morning corny time with Amy. Here we go.
The morning corny.
How do billboards talk?
How do billboards talk?
Sign language, duh.
Sign.
That was the morning corny.
The Bobby Ball Show.
We've had a lot of guesses. We're trying to name this secret celebrity. Here's the clip.
In time, after being perched atop their mother's feet for 1,000 paces, like a child learning to dance on her mother's shoes, the chick takes his first steps alone.
All right, we've had people come swing and miss. Here we are again. Amanda in Tennessee is on the phone. Amanda, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Joe.
Mark.
Oh,
I know.
Try and go for it.
Sorry, yeah, no. I almost.
Try again, Amanda.
I'm too kind.
Morning, Joe.
No. Morning, studio.
No. Oh, yeah. Morning, studio.
Morning. See, there you go. Nice. All right, Amanda, you are on right now. You've heard the clip. We're getting frustrated that no one's getting it. Can you name that secret celebrity?
Positive. It's Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson. Is it Sam Jackson? Oh, no. It is not. Okay. You didn't win, right, but your consolation prize is being able to say hello to your friends on the radio. Go ahead.
Hi to my husband, Matt.
What up, Matt?
Yo.
How you guys doing right now? You guys pretty good?
Yeah, good. I'm driving to work to Franklin right now.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the show. Thanks for being part of the team.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
There we have it. All right. No winner this week.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Kelsey Ballerini.
How's it going?
Good morning.
How exciting for you. You have another record.
How exciting for you. You have a new studio.
Yeah, but we've been in here a lot.
I know, it's new to me.
Yeah.
It's new to me, guys.
So look at you. I was looking at your, by the way, the record came out today. So you wrote a song with Ed Sheeran called Love and Hate.
Yeah.
How does that get set up to where you get to write with Ed Sheeran?
It's actually a good story. So I was in LA doing The Voice, and I had a day in between taping and being back on the road to meet up with the Keith tour. And I was just going to take the day to sleep. And I messaged Ross, and I was like, hey, can you just send me some tracks to write to? I wasn't having a lot of time to write, but I really wanted to, exercise the muscle. He was like, actually, are you in town tomorrow? Ed wants to write. And I was like, who's Ed? He was like, I'm writing with Ed Sheeran. He wants to write with you. And so I booked a red eye. Ross sent me 4 tracks, and I wrote, different, little bits of songs to each of the 4 tracks. Went home, showered, went straight to the right, and we wrote all 4.
So you flew back to Nashville, right, with Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought since you were in L.A., you were going to say did it there.
So he lived in Nashville for 6 months. And my favorite story is after that, he actually was a really big fan of Day Drunk, Morgan's song, at the time. And so Morgan was doing some release party that night. So we did the write. Him and Ross finished the demo, met me at Morgan's release party, and we ended up hanging out that night, and I had to go let my dog out. And so he was like, well, we can just, we'll just go to your place, and then we'll go out to the bar or whatever. And so we went to my place, and I took the dog out. They decided to take shots, and I got back upstairs, and Ed Sheeran had decided to sign the wall.
In your house, randomly.
Just randomly took a Sharpie to the wall.
Oh,
so now we have this wall of people that have been over, and we're anyone who comes over now, we're like, take the Sharpie, let's go. And so we just have like random artwork and like random people signing the wall all the time now.
Amy, how do you feel about me signing people's walls randomly? Do you think that would go over well?
I don't know that it should be done randomly, but if they ask you to, I'm fine with it.
I'm going to play a little bit of this. This is Love and Hate from Kelsey's record. Here is Love and Hate. Here you go. New record, Kelsey, is out today. Let's talk about which of these songs did you feel like was the most vulnerable, where you were like, I don't know, if I put this out, it's going to kind of press back on me a little bit.
LA. I write a song by myself on every album, and that tends to be the most honest because it's kind of about the tug of war of me loving traveling and loving working, but also really newly understanding the value of home and like putting roots in somewhere. I didn't really know that before this last season of life. So it's about that. It's also about, this is the first album where I wrote outside of Nashville. It was the first album that I wrote with people that weren't necessarily country songwriters or country producers. And so I kind of had this moment of panic of like, oh my gosh, if I put a beat drop in this song instead of a banjo, are people gonna think that I'm jumping ship? And that's what the line in that song says, will Tennessee be mad at me? It's kind of a tug of war of all those things.
Here's a clip of LA.
Ooh.
I've got some famous friends that I could call, but I don't know if I'm cool enough. And what's worse than spending time alone is one of them not picking up. It's hard to grow and time to go, but some days I want to stay. I got a love and hate relationship with LA.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Kelsey Ballerini.
Who's your most famous friend that you could call without going, hey, I'm going to call you later? Like you just randomly call up.
Halsey?
You could just call her and not just hit her up.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, like there's friends that you can call for advice, but there's also friends that you can be like, what are you doing? House tour? How's your boyfriend?
Like checking
How's
in.
Your dog? Yeah.
Like checking in.
Yeah.
So Halsey would be your most famous check-in friend.
I think so.
Who would be the most random person that's famous that we know that you could call in, you could just call up? We'd be like, wow, we didn't know Kelsey knew this person.
Like someone really random, like Chelsea Handler.
Okay, that's good.
Is that random?
Yeah, that's,
okay.
We don't know you even knew her.
Okay,
see,
Chelsea
good.
Handler.
Do you do, I was reading that you eat ranch on your steak.
I do. I'm trying to get better because I'm trying to be an adult. And adults don't put ranch on steak.
Well, Amy's a big ranch on lots of stuff, huh?
Pizza?
Yeah, ranch on pizza for
yes,
sure.
Ma'am.
But like steak, I do ketchup.
You do?
So
okay.
I feel like.
Okay.
I think all this is a southern. I think all this is a southern thing, though, more than
I know. I think it is
a young thing.
Yeah,
we just like condiments on our meats, regardless of how fancy the meat is.
That's true.
We don't have a sophisticated enough palate.
Yeah, and growing up, like we didn't have like fillets. We had like T-bones or whatever. So
we had
steaks
from the dollar store. That's what we used to do.
We went to Kroger and got the clearance meat. Like we need a little something on it.
They had this thing on Reddit that they do Ask Me Anythings. And so I was going to ask you a few questions here. These are some of the questions I asked to people.
Okay.
Your first online username.
Ballet Mania. That was my first email. BalletMania@AOL.com.
Like Ballet the Dance?
Like Ballet the Dance. So I danced for 10 years, and I like really loved it. But then I was like, everyone's going to keep saying, oh, Ballerini the Ballerina, you know? And then I also like hit puberty and got really long. I'm like super like tall and lanky now, so I lost all my coordination. But yeah, I was obsessed with ballet for a long time.
So
Ballet Mania.
Ballet Mania. And when they retired AIM, were you like, there goes a chapter, a season?
There goes a season of life. Yeah.
One more. These are from the Reddit AMA. What's the most successful prank you've ever pulled?
When I was still living in Knoxville, I had this ex, you know, as you do, and I wanted to pull a prank on him, so I tatered his yard. Have you heard of this?
You tatered it.
I've heard of
forking. I've heard of soaping. What's a tater?
You tater it. So you get a bunch of instant mashed potatoes, and you sprinkle them all over the yard, and you let the hose run.
Oh, that's funny.
And it turns the yard into mashed potatoes. You cater the yard.
How many boxes of mashed potatoes does that take?
Oh, I mean, we cleaned out Kroger.
You did?
Was he living on his own or with his parents?
With his parents.
Oh, I bet they were not happy with you.
I bet, too.
They were not happy with me.
Because we would buy toilet paper to roll people's houses, and they would know when we were doing it.
Absolutely.
Because we'd go, I need 3 cases of toilet paper. And they would go, okay, kid. When you go and buy a bunch of mashed potatoes.
They think it's like Thanksgiving early or something.
Kelsey Ballerini's here. Her new record called Kelsey is out. You self-titled this-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So why?
I think it's kind of me doing a lot of self-discovery. So it felt like it was a first name basis album.
How long have you and Morgan been married now?
2.5 years.
What's a piece of a marriage advice that you would give to people going, Kelsey, give me some marriage advice?
Go to therapy. Go to therapy.
Is that something that you were given as advice?
No, actually. Like, we didn't do any therapy, like, premarital or anything like that. I always had, like, a really negative connotation with therapy. But then, you know, like, we don't have normal lives and we don't have normal schedules and that kind of stuff. And so we were like, you know what? Let's, like, get ahead of this. And, like, let's make sure that we're in a healthy place all the time. And let's also be able to call out when we're not and have help. I would highly recommend it.
What would 26-year-old Kelsey tell 16-year-old Kelsey?
Oh, my gosh. She'd give her a hug. I don't know. I think there's so much beauty in being naive. I really do. So I would not tell her anything. I'd just give her a hug.
How's the dog? How's Dibs? How did it go training Dibs? Like, what was that scenario for you? Because I'm struggling a bit on and off. Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, in the lab in him is super just like floppy and playful all the time. So when he's not with us or my mom, he's with a trainer and she helps him with all that. But he's 5 and he just now became like a good boy.
At five. We're working on the good boy with mine. He has moments of good boy.
Yep.
Then he has the devil. He's like the devil hour twice a day.
Especially if he gets like the zoomies. Like if he's like has energy, just ready to go, he is the devil. But he's so cute. Like, I don't care.
Do you have your phone with you? You don't have to. Okay, what's your background wallpaper on your phone?
Speak of the devil.
It is your dog.
Yeah.
You know what? So is mine, actually.
Yeah. Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's Morgan's? Is it of you or is it?
It's of us. That's on vacation.
Funny. Does he guilt you?
No, because Dibs was around before Morgan was around. Mm-hmm. He's like my first love, you know? He knows.
What piece of advice from another artist has stuck with you? We talked about advice you would give. Like, think back to you being, and you still are. And probably still taking advice. I think we always should be taking advice.
All the time.
Who talked to you early and was like, hey, Kelsey, this is going to happen?
It was Taylor. But it was Taylor when I was on radio tour. And I was so worried about, like, misstepping or saying something wrong or not being eloquent, you know, because I was so young. And I remember going to her and just being like, you did this young. What do I do? And she was like, you're overthinking everything. Just go in and talk about, if you can't talk about your own music, like, this is what you do. This is what you know. Like, you should be able to talk about it and don't worry about the boundaries. Also, another great piece of advice from her was, years later, I was like, Taylor, how do you make friends now? How do you know who your friends are now? And she said, it's the people that you hang out with that don't always leave with a photo. Just to prove that you were together.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Kelsey Ballerini.
I want to play a clip of this song that you did with Kenny.
Oh my gosh.
This is called Half of My Hometown.
It's my favorite song.
Is it?
Yeah. Why? It's my favorite song I've ever written.
Why?
Oh, I just think it really captures how I feel right now about me being gone a lot and me starting to understand the value of roots. It's really where I'm at right now.
And then how do you get Kenny Chesney on a song?
Oh my gosh.
Do you call him? Does somebody call him?
I had like a blackout moment of boldness. You know me. Like, I'm not a bold person. I'm like pretty chill. But like, we wrote this song and I wrote it with Shane and Jimmy, Nicole, and Ross, and he's worked with all of them.
You're saying a lot of names. You need to give last names here. Shane McAnally.
Ross Copperman, Jimmy Robbins, Nicole Gallion. And they've all worked with Kenny, and we wrote this song down in Florida and did the vocals that night. It was like 2 a.m., and I was like, you guys, I have to send this to Kenny. He's my hometown hero. He's from Knoxville. He makes Knoxville cool. Like, I have to send this to him just to see. And I had his number because a couple years before, he was up in New York, and I was playing the PlayStation Theater, the one in Times Square, like a couple weeks later, but they have a scrolling marquee of who's playing. And I guess he saw my face and my name on the marquee, took a photo of it, got my number, and just sent me out of the blue. He said, hey, this is Kenny Chesney. Proud of you, hometown girl.
Oh, nice.
And it was like 2.5, 3 years ago, and it was so encouraging to me at that point. So I had his number because I saved it. And
then you just sent him a song?
I just sent him a song.
Nice. I would never do that. Nice for you.
I wouldn't do it on any other day. I don't know what was up, but I did. Yeah.
And what's his response?
He texted the next day, and he was like, this song made me emotional listening to it. I love it. I'm proud of you. Let me figure out my plan, because he's putting out music too, and make sure that I can like really align and do this with you. And then he came back and he was like, I'm down. I was like, okay.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Here it is. Here's Half of My Hometown from Kelsey and Kenny Chesney.
My hometown's still hanging around, still talking about that one touchdown. They're still wearing red and black. Go Bobcats while the other half of my hometown, they all got.
It's so cool to have Kenny on a song.
Oh,
cool. Yeah, that is cool. When you play a show, what song gets the biggest scream?
Peter Pan.
Really?
Peter Pan and Miss Me More. Yeah, it's interesting. Like, those songs really taught me the difference between like a hit and a number one. Like, those were bigger than anything else for me.
That Peter Pan video must have cost a fortune.
It did.
let's see. And I'm going to end with this, Kelsey, because I feel like I was going to do this at the end.
Yeah.
And I hate to do this to you.
It's okay.
What's your T-shirt you have on there?
Oh, don't do this to me.
No, no, no.
Don't
do
this to me.
No, no.
Kelsey, they do it to me every time. I wouldn't do it if we weren't friends.
I wouldn't do it. But what's your T-shirt there?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm actually going to blank.
No, but say your T-shirt, though.
Bobby, it's AC/DC.
Okay, now.
I didn't grow up on rock.
But you're wearing the T-shirt. And so the rule, though, that I'm really trying to implement into society is, even if you don't know, you should learn real quick. Can you name 3 AC/DC songs?
No.
Let's try one.
You got this, Kelsey.
You can do it. Just guess some words that you think might be an AC/DC song.
Back to Black?
Close. Back in Black. Woo! I'll give her that one.
I was thinking about Amy Winehouse.
Okay, well, Back in Black, though, is that dun, 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 dun. Ba-na-na-na-na-na. You familiar with that?
Yeah.
Can you do another?
No one's helping me.
But no, on purpose.
Come on,
but you'll know them as the thing. You'll know Shook Me All Night Long.
Shook Me All Night Long. Yeah.
So you know that one. And you'll probably know Highway to Hell.
Yeah.
I'm on a highway to hell. You know that? Okay. All right, just making sure. You know
guys,
them.
I didn't grow up on rock.
But it just took a second to Google before
but
you came in here
really
with that shirt on.
It's a really cute shirt, and she shouldn't.
It's a cute shirt, and I have a jacket over it.
Yeah,
can't
it's
even
basically,
see it, Bobby.
It looks like just
I know, but I know the logo. You know, Kelsey, I'm
Morgan
proud.
Morgan is going to hear this and just disclaim me.
Because they're from
disown
Australia.
Me. Disclaim me? Disown me.
Both. But they're from Australia. They're
from
his home.
100%.
Okay, Kelsey, I hope everybody checks out your record today.
Thank you.
A lot of songs on there.
Yeah.
LA is the one that you wrote by yourself.
Yeah.
You have a whole song with Halsey. You have a song with Chesney. You have, what else? We're listing the things right now. You have a song that you wrote with Ed Sheeran.
Yep.
You have a song with Julia Michaels.
Yeah. Have a song with Taylor Parks.
It's just unbelievable.
All the things.
Look at you. Is this 3?
This is 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dang. We'll see. Hopefully people like it.
They will. All right, Kelsey Ballerini, always great to see you, my
Thanks,
friend.
You too.
And there she is. Kelsey Ballerini back.
Gonna go listen to some AC/DC now.
It's Bobby Bone.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this man in New Jersey, his name is Mario Reyes, and he deserves a major shout out because his neighbor's house was on fire and there was a mom inside. There was tons of people inside. Like, there was people upstairs in the basement. He saved them all. There was mom throwing a baby out the window, actually a couple of them.
Wow.
He caught them below. Then when he got done catching the babies, he ran inside the fire to save an adult that was in there. Then he got a sledgehammer and like banged out the... What are those bars that would be in like a basement? Burglar bars, you know? Like bang those out so that someone could crawl out of the basement area. He saved everybody's life. Oh, a neighbor that witnessed it said this man is absolutely a hero.
Well, yeah, if he's going and putting himself at risk.
Yeah.
That don't even need to be said.
Yeah.
Like, but he was in like all the parts. He's like, throw me the baby, I'll catch
it. Are we sure he didn't set the fire?
And then I'm going to run inside him and catch
you. Just to be the hero?
I mean, that's just guys are like you went above and beyond.
Yeah.
No, that's great. Does it have his name?
Yeah, Mario Reyes.
Mario Reyes.
Mm-hmm.
This bud's for you. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. This is
Bobby.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know, yesterday on the show, I was talking about how my girlfriend had run into an older lady at Target, and she was kind of scared of the crowds, and there was nothing there, and I just brought it up in What's the Haps. Well, that and Caitlin, my girlfriend, said, hey, I'll help you so you don't have to come to the store. Just give me your cell phone number. And Caitlin thought maybe that would be the last time she would talk to her, going, I don't know if someone's going to reach out or not. But she did. I just sent Amy the message. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. And then it's just a reminder that we have to be reaching out to old people because, I mean, Caitlin kind of thought, I mean, I didn't even think. I'm like, oh, she probably won't ever reach out. But here she is having to reach out to a complete stranger that she met at Target to help her get water and stuff. So that means there's so many other people out there that have nobody to text and call, you know?
Ugh. Yeah, so this woman reached out to Caitlin just a bit ago. She goes, hey, Caitlin, it's so-and-so from Target. If the offer still stands, I would love it if you could grab me some water and some Tylenol today. If you're nervous to go out, don't go for me. Mm. And then Caitlin responded, I would love to. Is there anything else you need? Send me your address and I'll bring it by. Just crazy, huh?
Yeah, so crazy. Man, so awesome of Caitlin to do that. And maybe sharing this will be encouragement to others to, yeah, just... be bold. So maybe it's something you would never, ever do is to, you know, go up to an older person and say, hey, here's my number. If you need anything during this crazy time, like, look, please don't hesitate.
Are you emotional today?
Yes. I don't know why. I mean, I guess I do, but yes, everything's affecting me. Like everything. I mean,
think,
that just got
yeah,
me.
I
songs
think I know why.
Are getting me like, why?
I think it's fair and okay to feel anxious, emotional, sad. I think that just what's happening right now is a bit unheard of, you know, for people going, this is happening, and also this is what's going to happen. And we're going, it's so uncertain. And so, and I know you and your dad, he is in, you know, a assisted living center, and you can't go see him. I think for a lot of people that are experiencing what you're experiencing. So a lot of people are worried every day now, like what's happening with my job?
Yeah.
Like what's happening?
No, I mean, it's like, so hard. Like all the, everything you're saying, there's so many layers to it for sure.
So, I mean, that's why, and it's absolutely fair to feel all that way. I would just, and I, you know, I was talking about it earlier, just encourage listeners to spend a little bit of time seeing what's going on and then just get away from it. Get away from it as much as you can. Follow the guidelines that they have set for us, but then get away from just letting it be overwhelming to you. Because there's going to be enough overwhelming in your personal life that you should keep out a lot of that, the overwhelming news talking heads. And I tell you, because I'm in it all the time. I watch it all the time. Like all day it stays on, all day it stays on. And I can feel it get into me a little bit too. But I feel like I need, for this show, I feel like I need to be as educated on it as I possibly can. But it's absolutely okay to feel that way. So,
okay, thank you. Well, yeah. And yeah, you stay educated. You tell me what I need to know. And then I did see this morning though, that they have the first couple of confirmed cases in Haiti, which I mean, that's where my kid's from. So I stay in tune with, you know, what's going on down there. And they were hoping that maybe it wouldn't reach the island, but I guess nowhere is, I mean, that was... It was probably inevitable that it was going to happen, but it's finally there. And I just pray that, I mean, Haitians are kind of all on top of each other, especially in Port-au-Prince. And I pray that they understand what social distancing is. Ugh.
Well, I can give you a story here to kind of switch it up a little bit. Since everybody is starting to be quarantined, if not yet, you will be soon. Here's a story about a guy in New York. His name is Billy. He is living in New York City. Megan is his girlfriend of 9 months. He's staying with her, but it's a polyamorous relationship, and Megan lives with her other boyfriend of 2 years, Kyle. So Billy, Kyle, and Megan are all quarantined together, which seems like a lot. But he says that it's actually pretty good. He says it's kind of a relief. In this setup, he doesn't have to be her end-all be-all, and that she has somewhere else to go. And he has the chance to have some downtime. And he also says that Megan is good about spreading out the time so nobody feels ignored or neglected. Billy sleeps in the guest room of Megan and Kyle's two-bedroom apartment. It says sometimes he'll go to bed with Megan, but wake up alone when Megan moves into the next room with the other dude.
Oh, my gosh.
They're only four days or so into it. Listen, as the two dudes and the one girl, that seems miserable. But if it was like one dude and two girls.
Of course, yes.
I mean, that don't sound so bad.
Yeah. What is it called?
I think it's called a polyamorous relationship. Mm. But yeah, that's a lot. You know, the governor of California issued a statewide order yesterday for people to stay at home. That's it. Governor Gavin Newsom said, okay, you're California. You are now under, shelter in place. And he thinks that more than half of the people in California, that's over 25 million people, could be infected with coronavirus. People will still be allowed to do essential tasks like going to the store, picking up medicine, going for walks. He also says that law enforcement won't be enforcing the order and said he believes that social pressure would regulate behavior. So you can get a ticket, you can be put in jail if you're out and about, but they are now in the entire state. What?
I just was thinking, just stay home. Like, jail's, the last place I would want to go, because then
you're already in jail, folks.
Sure.
You need to go to two jails.
Yeah, go, just create your own jail at home that's more awesome with Netflix.
So, my thing is, the obviously the places with the most people are getting it the hardest. And I grew up in a very rural area, and I was talking about this on today's show and yesterday's show, that if you live in an area like I grew up in a small town in Arkansas, you probably don't feel the effects quite yet. Maybe economically you do as jobs are shutting down, but a lot of people around you aren't getting it. But they are going to. It's starting on the coasts because that's where the biggest populations are and moving to everywhere else. Even to places like where Amy's kids are from, Haiti. So as much as you think it's not affecting you, if it hasn't yet, it will. And so just chill and go in the house and shut the door. And if you need to go, clean the yard, fine. If you need to go walk outside, fine. Just stay away from people. Because you may be listening to me right now going, well, this isn't affecting me. I live in a small town in Kentucky. Or, I'm in a small town in Alabama. It's not here yet. And, yeah, it's not there yet. But it will be there. And let's make sure when it does get there that it's not as bad as it could be. Because person to person, they go, that's trouble. But community to community, being contagious, that's bad. Really bad.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was reading a story about Cheesecake Factory. They're offering free slices during the time of uncertainty. So I also saw, and maybe this is part of it too, where if you go and you pick up the food on the curbside, they give you a slice. I don't know if you can just pull up and be like, give me that free slice. But I know they're giving you a free slice if you get the curbside takeout.
Yeah.
So just to be like, boy, if they just gave away free slices to anybody, that'd be so baller. I go get a piece.
No, I think it's if you have ordered from their restaurant.
They're like, I'm here. Is the quarantine 15 the new freshman 15? That's the question.
Oh, gosh. I had not thought of that.
Yeah.
So that's a thing now?
Well, think about it. You're in your house. You're probably not as active. You're trying to exercise a little bit. I tell you, my gym, if you're new to the show, I have a few gyms in Nashville. And a partner and I have three Tidal gyms. It's at Tidal Nash, if you want to follow. And we're doing workouts for people in their houses because a lot of people aren't leaving. So if you want to follow us on Instagram, at Tidal Nash, you can. And you can see the workouts. And we're just trying to encourage people to stay active. We're not charging. And so it's because people are in their houses. You got to now make a really big effort to not just bum out and be lazy all the time.
Right. That's true.
It's why they say don't work out of bed. I was reading a story about that. We're all in our houses. Don't work out of your bed because then you just stay in bed the whole time. So the quarantine 15, the new freshman 15, let's try to avoid that. I am.
So, but also should we look at it as like, okay, yes, it's good to keep moving and try to come up with goals and routines. But also, should we ration some of the food?
Well, we should do that anyway, probably. In normal life, we probably should eat. But it's there. We're in our house. It's a comfort zone.
I know.
So as natural humans do, we eat what's around us.
Oh, trust me. I know. Yeah.
So just be careful. Because it's going to be like the quarantine 45 instead of the quarantine 15 if you're not careful. I do have a Peloton that I've been grinding it out on. And I don't even riding. I just turn on Genuine Pony and grind on it. It's fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Americans are crossing into Mexico to buy toilet paper. That's how hard it is to get toilet paper.
Right? I mean, you're basically, I saw that and I was like, wow, they could be risking their lives for toilet paper. No offense, Mexico, but.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
Is it?
Yeah. Netflix is urging people to slow down streaming to stop the internet from breaking. Like,
right.
So they don't want, so here's the thing. People, they're saying, hey, Netflix, chill out on streaming at such high resolution, right?
In HD.
Yeah, right. So because everybody's going to watch that, and at the same time, it's going to crash.
Because it's too much.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not Netflix. Okay. It's them saying, hey, Netflix, you don't have to make it crystal clear. Make it pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I need Netflix to do that. Because if, like, with my internet down, I can still use my hotspot to get, like, or just my cell phone data to get Netflix. If Netflix goes down, this is really just going to be, that would be bad. So, yes, I do not care about quality. Like, do it for the world.
Yeah. Give it to us in lo-fi. Give it to us like we used to watch back in the, because, you know, I was talking to someone, I think they were like 23, and I was saying, hey, you know, back in the day, and this is when I was really young. Amy, you may not remember this, although we're just 1 year difference. Mm-hmm. Actually, right now we're the same age. What up, Amy?
What up? Only for like 2 more weeks.
I know. But the channels used to go off. And they would play the national anthem, and the channel was shut off. They wouldn't show they wouldn't show shows all night. Do you remember that at all, Amy?
No, not at all.
Mike?
I don't remember a national anthem, but I remember channels going off.
Well, so they would play the national anthem at the end of the night and show the flag, and then, boo, it'd go off, go to that screen. The Surgeon General makes an appeal to Kylie Jenner to tell her young followers to stay at home because young idiots follow her. They're the people that are out on the beach. In pile. So that, I'm rolling through some stories.
Yeah,
before
and
we
she
go.
Did put up that. I think she had even put it up before he announced that. But yes, he was, which good on him. He was calling on influencers to be like, hey, so can y'all go ahead and act like it's cool to stay home?
You know, I watched the Surgeon General. I'm like, that's my dude. He came on the show.
Yeah.
I did a charity event with him about opioids, me, him, and one of the guys from Motley Crue. So, you know, I've spent a little time with him, but I see him on TV now and I'm like, I know he's up there for something serious, but that's my guy. I'm like, look at us. I got a picture of Mike D found us, of us online. Speaking of them talking to us, this Dr. Fauci, they should just give him everything. I know he's 100. Right? I think he's literally almost 80 years old. But the guy, when he talks, he is able to communicate something that is so elevated in terms of I have no idea because I don't know anything about infectious diseases. And is able to make me feel like I understand it. And I believe him. Like, this Dr. Fauci, if we can't get him some award once we're out of this thing, then why do awards even exist, you know?
Right.
Love the guy. I listen to him.
Oh.
Watch him on TV. I listen to him on the Pardon My Take podcast. I just love him. Yeah.
You could give him a Bonesy.
I could. What? One Bonesy coming up, Dr. Fauci, for sure. For those that don't know what that is, that's not dirty.
No. It's like trophies Bobby hands out from time to time to people.
Baltimore mayor says, hey, guys, would you mind stop shooting each other while Corona's happening? Don't know if they're going to listen, but what? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What are they shooting each other over?
Well, life. Sometimes life gets you. Life comes at you fast. All right, we're done. That's it. Thank you very much, Amy.
Yes.
Here's the weekend.
I know. Are you about to ask me what I'm going to do this weekend? Because my answer is I have no idea. I know that I want to watch that that movie Bombshell. That's on my list to do this weekend.
You know, on my list, and I think Caitlin and I will review it, is Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, it's so good.
You liked it, and Mike D liked it too. But Mike D also told me that the Uncut Gems was good. That's a real turd.
I'm telling you, it's good.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Appreciate that. Good luck with that. I'll be here at the house. May throw up a new Bobbycast or two. I mean, we're in the land of content city now. We just sit in our houses with all our microphones and Facebook lives. And I'm telling you, though, all the artists that are doing these Instagram live concerts, they really sound like crap, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And good for them. It's interesting for a second. But first of all, everybody's doing it now. So it's just too many of them. And then it's just not good. We talked about it already. The audio is not good. Like, guys, I know you have a little mixing board somewhere. Your job is to make professional sound. And if you're just playing into your phone music, it sounds like crap. I turned on like two of them last night. I was like, this is garbage. Maybe Corona's got me feeling a bit negative. What, Amy? I'm just saying.
Nothing. I'm like,
they're making all the like big deals about it, graphics about it. Like, check it out. We're doing this huge concert. And then you turn it on, and it's like somebody's playing in another room. You're seeing them, but it sounds like they're playing in another room because the audio's so bad. We got guys. Let's get a little better equipment. Low box. You got it. You got a tour bus. You can't put a little box plug it through your Facebook Live. We do that. All right. I probably care too much about that, but it's all I have time to do is care about stupid stuff now. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Hey, wait, yeah. Let's say something positive before you say goodbye.
Well, Evangeline Lilly is such an idiot because she won't self-quarantine. It's like taking her kids and doing all kinds of crap, and she's like, you know what? The government's not holding me down. Well, I bet you she loves it when the government lifts her up and allows her to do lots of fun stuff.
And right, is her immune system compromised, or is it someone in her family?
All right, well, I think her mom is sick.
Her mom or dad is
sick, yeah. Well, just don't be like, the government is holding me back. But then love the government at other times. It's just like, pick one. You don't want to like the government? Okay, move out of here. Move into a little shack like the Unabomber did. Not a good example of her versus the Unabomber. But that's the way he hated the government. He's a bad dude. Never mind. Anyway,
I know. I'm pretty sure I said let's end on something positive.
Oh.
Maybe Monday.
You know, I'm going to take a couple days and think about this last segment and then come back Monday.
Okay.
All right. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thank you so much for being part of the team. We'll see you guys then. Bye.
Fight.
Congrats, Bobby Bones. On your ACM win.
Grind.
ACM.
Congrats, Bobby Bones.
Repeat.
National Air Personality
of the Year, baby.
Come on. Win.
Love you.